I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain ordinary dragon.
Welcome to the Plain Ordinary Dragon podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate your time. Time's the most precious resource any of us have, and the fact that you're willing to give some of yours to us is really humbling. We never take it for granted. And I just want you to know I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the time you spend listening. I'm grateful for the shares. I'm grateful for everything that has to do with you. So thank you so much. Now, today's a Dragon Bites day, and I like the Dragon Bites days because we get to put into audio what's already on the website. If you want to read this instead of listening to it, you can do that by going to plainordinarydragon.com. I always put a link in the show notes as well. Today's episode is called Be Who You Are. Who are you? I mean, who are you really? Who are you in the dark recesses of your being where the light of day is rarely, if ever, seen? Really, who are you? You know, this question is so cliche, we almost never give it any real focused thought. It is a question for those people who have their head in the clouds, or a question to make fun of by those who don't generally think of such things as having substance. It's taken me a good many years to begin to be comfortable with who I really am, to be comfortable admitting these pieces of myself that no one sees but me, and only if I choose to look, are not only a part of me, but are part of who I am and what I believe. And in some respects, they define me. In fact, a great part of me runs counter in belief and deed of some of my closest friends and family. I bet you have a similar struggle in your life. I do not believe a great many things I was taught as a child and a young man. I believe a great many things to be true today, which were taught to me as a child to be false. And a great many things I was taught when I was younger, I still hold to be true. The challenge is usually we want to be loved and accepted. It's part of our social nature. We want our friends and family to share our religion, our sports team, our favorite band, and our politics. We want everyone to be awed by the brilliant singer or scientist. We want to share that common bond where our hearts and emotions connect. And we don't know if everyone will share our love of the Florida Gators. Okay, they won't. We do know we will be ridiculed for our differences. It's been that way since we were in grade school. And so we hide them, and along with them, part of who we are. Possibly who we really are. Next, we add our work life to the mix, and it becomes even more challenging. Many times, our careers require us to conform to a philosophy or culture we don't believe in, one that doesn't line up with the things we know to be right deep within our soul. We have to be professionals. And many times, it sucks the life right out of who we are and who we want to become. As we identify more and more with a career, sometimes confusing what we do for money with who we are, life becomes even more fuzzy when we try to see ourselves clearly. I've found, at least for me, the most challenging task in my life is openly and honestly being myself. I don't want to be ridiculed. I don't want to be made fun of. I don't want to lose friends. I want to be accepted. I want to be loved. I want to be respected. I've also found being my honest, authentic self is the only way to be accepted and loved, and respected. It's incredibly challenging, maybe the biggest challenge in life, to be vulnerable enough, exposed enough to say, this is who I am, without fear and with full knowledge you will lose friends, you will be ridiculed, you will be made fun of. However, you will find your people, you will find your tribe, you will be accepted. You will be a plain, ordinary dragon. I challenge you to become who you really are. Find what makes you tick and embrace it. Embrace yourself, and your people will embrace you. And as always, you may be plain and you may be ordinary, but you're a dragon, and you can do amazing things, and we can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you've got to take